Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Ayin Aleph. We are holding on Daf Ayin Amud Beis, about 7 lines from the end of the page, on Ayin Amud Beis. Vehema Yuli Le'am. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Shalom. It's also sponsored by the Virtual Halacha Program, a program to learn Halacha at a high level under the auspices of Rav Nevensal Shlita, with an option for Smicha. Visit vhalacha.com for more information about the new Zman. It is also sponsored by Yael and Yosef Gurevich, as a zchus for all of the IDF soldiers fighting for Eretz Yisrael. They should return safely and accomplish their mission quickly. Today we're going to discuss the following topics. First, we're going to talk about the difference in the eyes of Hashem between a convert, a ger, and a native Jew. Then the Gemara is going to talk about the relative yichus between Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, and how there were attempts to change the equation in terms of which place was more miyuchas than the other. Then the Gemara is going to talk about giving over to other people the shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the four-letter name of Hashem and the 42-letter name of Hashem, and to whom to give that over, how often to give that over. Then the Gemara is going to talk about the cheskas kashrus of the yichus of certain people depending where they're from. If they're from Eretz Yisrael, if they're from Bavel, if they're from other places, how much looking do you have to do? When do you assume a certain amount of cheskas kashrus? Then the Gemara is going to tell the story of Ze'iri, who did not want to marry Rabbi Yochanan's daughter, that Rabbi Yochanan very much wanted him to marry his daughter. Ze'iri refused to do so because he wasn't so sure about the yichus, even though Rabbi Yochanan was his Rebbe. Then the Gemara is going to tell us that none of us really know our yichus, so we probably shouldn't be too picky, because very often we're going to be looking so carefully at the other family, maybe we should look a little more carefully at ourselves, so we probably shouldn't be so picky about these things. And then the Gemara is going to tell us that shtikusa is a sign of good yichus. A person who's more quiet about things is a sign of yichus. Then at the end of the daf, we're going to discuss the borders of Bavel. What the meaning, if we know that Bavel has a certain level of yichus, where is Bavel? And where does Bavel end? And where does Bavel begin? So we're going to need to know what exactly the borders of Bavel are. So let's begin about 7 lines from the end of the page on daf Ayin Amud Bey. So the pasuk goes on to say, the same pasuk that we've been darshaning, Vehema Yiuli La'am. So Amar Abar this is a particular maila that a native Jew has over a ger. In the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, it says about a native Jew, and then afterwards says, meaning originally HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashriz Shechina on Klal Yisrael, even though they're not yet acting like they are his Am. And because of that kirva that Hashem shows them, they begin to act like his Am. But when it comes to Gerim, it says, Hashem says, who's willing to come to me and to start acting like my nation? And then, then I will be Mashar Shechinasi Aleichem. But you have to make the first move, and that's with regard to Gerim. Amar Rabbi Chelbo, Kashim Gerim Lisol Kesapachas. The Gerim are like the way Rashi understands, like a Negat Sara'as on the Jewish people. They are difficult for the Jewish people, like a Negat Sara'as. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, V'nilva Hager Aleichem V'nispichu Al Beis Yaakov. And that Lashon V'nispichu rings a bell. Ksiv Hacha V'nispichu, Ksiv Hasam. And it says when it comes to a negat saras, l'sa'es u'l'sapachas. So we see that word v'nispechu is a reference to sapachas, which relates to saras. Why would the gerim be kashum l'yisrael k'sapachas? There are, I believe, 8 different interpretations. So Rashi writes that they're k'sapachas because they're not as careful about mitzvos, and native Jews who hang out with them too much will learn to be less careful about mitzvos. Rashi Maseches Nida Daf Yud Gimbal says, not that they're not careful, they're not bekiyim b'mitzvos, and therefore they may fall short in their fulfillment of mitzvos, and that's going to bring peranos to Klal Yisrael. Rashi also writes, because Klal Yisrael are revim zebezeh, and if they're not bekiyim b'mitzvos, not able to observe mitzvos properly, we're going to pay the price for that, because we're all responsible for each other, so we're going to be responsible for their failures in kiyumei mitzvos. Tosos over here says, because Kodesh Baruch Hu warns many times in the Torah that you have to be very, very nice to Gerim, and we often fall short of that demand. So it's Kashim Kesapachas, because we're not kind enough, and we're not accepting enough, and we're not sensitive enough to Gerim. And the Torah warns so many times about how sensitive we have to be. The Tosfos quotes a Yesh Mefarshim based on Gemara Psachim that Yisrael Mefuzarim B'chol HaRatzos in order to add Gerim to our midst. So it turns out that because of the Gerim and our mission to find them and to find those neshamos that want to join Klal Yisrael, that's the reason for our Golus. We're in Golus until we find all those who need to be brought under Kanfei Ashchina. In Rabbeinu Avraham Ager is quoted in Tosos that says that the exact opposite of what Rashi and Nida says is that Gerim are so much more careful about mitzvos, they're so much more medactic in doing mitzvos that it makes the rest of us look bad. That's Rabbi Avraham Hager who said that. Then the Ri is quoted in Tosos that since the Gerim mix in with Klal Yisrael and the Shechina is only Shara Mishvachos Miuchas Shabi Yisrael, so it causes a lack of a sense of Ashras Hashchina. And the Rambam writes in Hilchos Yisuri Bia that sadly many times people are Megayer and then they change their mind at some point and they go back to their old ways and their old religion, and that's obviously very terrible because you can't give up being a Jew. Once a person is a Jew, they're a Jew forever. Okay, so now the Gemara discusses how Klal Yisrael could be mitar themselves from psulin la'asid lavo. I mean, if there are all these psula ichus, what happens la'asid lavo? Mashiach comes and what? And Eliyahu HaNavi is megalit to us that all of us are psulin, then what? So Amar Rabbi Chaim Rachanina. So Kishakarish Baruch Hu mitar shvatim la'asid lavo, and Akarish Baruch Hu is mitar the ichus of the shvatim, and he's mafresh the psulim that got mixed in with them. Shifto shalevi mitar tchila. He'll be mitar the kohanim in shevet Levi first. Shemar v'yasha mitzarif u'mitar kesef v'tiyar espinei Levi. He'll purify them like Zav and Kesef Ayelashem Agishe Mincha Bitzdaka. So I'm Rabbi Shem Levi, Kesef Mitar Mamzerim, the Kesef of wealthy Mamzerim that caused the Mishpachos Ksheros in Klal Yisrael to marry them in the first place and to mix in with them, that's ultimately what's going to be Machshir the Mamzerim. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be Mafresh the Psulim that have totally mixed in with the Ksherim. So why would anyone ever have a Mamzer in his family? Why would you ever marry in such family? Because they're rich. It's the same reason a lot of people overlook a lot of things to make poor decisions, because they have a lot of money. So that money is going to turn out to be in the best interest of these Mamzerim, because once they're fully mixed in, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be loath to separate them and just leave it be. Shenemar v'yashiv mitzarif matar kesef, that'll be mitar and machshu the psulim that got mixed in, machmas the kesef, because the hemshech of the pasuk says magishe mincha b'tzedaka, my magishe mincha b'tzedaka, amar Rabbi Yitzchak, tzedakah asa Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Hashem does a great tzedakah with Klal Yisrael, mishpacha shenitma, that in that he's not mafresh the psulim that got mixed in, except a mishpacha that was possible that got mixed in with ksherim nitma. It will remain that way. It will remain considered to be a kasher mishpacha. There is a discussion in the Rishonim whether the heter of mishpacha shenitma is talui in a machlokas tanayim that we're going to have in tomorrow's daf about mamzerim unasinim, whether they're tahorim la'asad lavo. The Rabbi Yossi says that they are tahorim la'asad lavo, and Rabbi Meir says mamzerim unasinim are not tahorim la'asad lavo. So the Ramban writes that everyone is moda that in mishpacha shenitma nitma, and we shouldn't be it. The machlokas is only about mamzerim yiduim, not about mamzerim that are not known. Whereas Ran says that Rabbi Yossi and Meir disagree about mishpacha shenitma mamzerim yiduim. Of course, it's going to be asur l'asur lavo, just like the asur right now. The whole question is about nitma. So it's taka the same machlokas. So now the Gemara goes back to what we said about the relationship between the yichus of people in Bavel and the yichus of people in Eretz Yisrael. So gufa amr. Shmuel had commented, we saw back on Daf Samachtes, that Kol HaRatzos Isol LaEretz Yisrael, that all of the other places where people come from, since there are so many psulim mixed in, they're all considered Suffolk psula yichus with regard to Bnei Eretz Yisrael, where in Eretz Yisrael the Rabbanut is always, or the Sanhedrin back in the day, is always looking into the yichus before they're officiating any marriage, before they're letting anyone get mixed in. But in Chutz Laaretz, it's the Wild West. Anyone finds a rabbi and gets to officiate at their wedding, and they get married, the rabbi doesn't ask any questions, and so there's all sorts of yichus problems that creep in. Ve'eretz Yisrael isa lebavel, but Bnei Eretz Yisrael are still considered to be more puzzle than the people that went than the Bnei Bavel. Because all these psula yichus in the Asari yuchsin that went up with Ezra from Bavel. So therefore, there's suffix psula yichus with regard to Bnei Bavel, which Ezra had purified the yichus of Bnei Bavel prior to leaving. He had identified all of the psulim. So Bimei Rebbe Bikshulasos Bavel Eretz Yisrael. In the days of Rebbe, they wanted to flip it. And they wanted to say, you know what? The yichus of Eretz Yisrael is now stronger than the yichus of Bavel. And they wanted to make it that any Ben Eretz Yisrael who wanted to marry a woman from a mishpacha in Bavel would need to be bodek after her yichus, because that's where the bigger problems are. In the Perush Talmud Rashi, he writes that the reason they wanted to be change it and they wanted to flip it is because from the time Ezra went up to Eretz Yisrael, it had been quite some time by the days of Rebbe, and they hadn't really looked into the yichus of Bavel in all of those years. So yeah, at some point they cleaned out the yichus of Bavel, but it had been quite some time. It had been a long time since they cleaned out the yichus of Bavel. So Amalan Kotz Matamasim Li Beinei. So Rebbe said to them, "You're by not being machzik Bnei Bavel with as miyuchasim, you're putting thorns in my eyes. Ritzonchem Yitabelimachem. You want to be kovea. Ritzonchem. You want to be kovea. This Yitabelimachem Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama. So I'm going to have Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama speak about this with you and discuss it. Nitmal Imam Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama. Va'amr lahem kach mukublani me Rabbi Yishmal Rabbi Yossi Shomer Mishuma Aviv. He says, I have a Kabbalah from Rabbi Yishmal Rabbi Yossi in the name of his father Rabbi Yossi that kolaratzos Yisrael Eretz Yisrael Eretz Yisrael Yisrael Bavel, and therefore you cannot change that. So the mishpachos in Bavel are the most miyuchasos. You don't need to do any bedika after the mishpachos in Bavel. The Marsha explains that Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama didn't really add anything more than what Rabbi said in the Mishnah of Asara Yuchsim Olam Bavel to tell us that he made a solas nikiya. But because Rabbi was from Bavel, they weren't willing to accept it from him. But when Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama said that he was mekabel such a thing from Rabbi Ishmael in the name of Rabbi Yossi, who is from Eretz Yisrael, so given the source, they were willing to be mekabelit, meaning it enhanced the credibility of the statement, because it wasn't coming from a Ben Bavel. So for a Ben Bavel to say that they have greater yichus is one thing, but to have such a tradition from Bnei Eretz Yisrael that the Bnei Bavel is greater yichus, that's a different thing entirely, says the Marsha. So now the Gemara says, "Bimei Rabbi Pinchas Bikshu Lasos Bavel Isa LeEretz Yisrael." They tried to flip it again in the days of Rabbi Pinchas to make Bavel an Isa to Eretz Yisrael, to make Bavel the less miyuchas place than Eretz Yisrael. And when Rabbi Pinchas wanted to go up to the Beis Medrash to reject such a movement, he was afraid that they're going to he was afraid to share this, and because he's going to be megala which of the mishpachos are psulos in Eretz Yisrael. So, meaning when challenged, he's going to have to explain why he holds that the Bnei Bavel are more miyuchas, because he's going to have to say, yeah, you know, this famous miyuchas family in Eretz Yisrael, not really so miyuchas, a bunch of avadim, a bunch of mamzerim, a bunch of this. So he wasn't eager to have this conversation, but he had to stem the tide and stop this movement of flipping around where the greater yichus is. So Amalem la'avadim, he told his avadim, kishani omer shnei devarim beveis ha-medrash, I'm going to say two halachas in the Beis Medrash as soon as I get out from my mouth. Two halachas, tuluni baris v'rutzu. Take me on a bed and run, you know, and race me out of the Beis Medrash so that the Talmidim won't catch me. Meaning he was older, he wasn't going to be able to get out on his own, so he needed some handlers to get him out before anyone would catch him. So Kiayil, when Rabbi Pinchas came into the Beis Medrash, Amar Lahem, he said the first din is Ein shchita la'of min haTorah. Mida raisa, you don't need to shecht a bird in order to be matirit ba'achila. You just need to kill it. It does not require shchita. This is a machlokas. Chulin daf chav zayin and beis. The shita that ein shchita la'of min haTorah is derived from the pasuk. The ish mi bnei Yisrael. It says asher yotzu tzayid chaya o'of asher yochal v'shafach es damo. So we darshin b'shvicha bi'alma is good enough that you don't need shchita. The Gemara concludes over there that that is the shita of Rabbi Eliezer HaKapar, but Rebbe holds that yesh shchita la'of min haTorah, and even according to Rabbi Eliezer HaKapar, you need nechira simanim, you still need to cut the simanim or akira simanim, but just shooting it in the head would not be good enough. You have to do something to the simanim. It just doesn't necessarily have to be a shchita. Maybe you could do dris, you could just push down on the knife as opposed to doing a slicing motion or something like that. But be that as it may, that's what he held. So he didn't explain the reason for the halacha because he wanted them to be confused. So he said, ain't shchita lo min haTorah, let them start looking into what? Ain't shchita lo, and they'll be looking around. And then adiyasi v'kamayini, but while they're busy being ma'ayin in that, amalu, we quickly snuck in there. By the way, the order of Yichus is Kolaratos, Eretz Yisrael, and Bavel's on the top of the pyramid in terms of the Yichus. So Natul Bariso, right away, that was his second halacha. So the Talmidim knew they were ready. They took him on the bed, on the chair or whatever, Viratu, and they ran out of the base of Medrash just like he had instructed them to do. Ratu Achra, the Talmidim ran after them to say, oh, tell us, who are the Psulim in Eretz Yisrael? V'lo Gi'u, but they couldn't catch up to him. Yashu, the Talmidim said, Ubatku, and they started looking into the mishpachos and the yichus in Eretz Yisrael to see who are the psulim among them. Actually, gilu sakana, and then it got very dangerous because they were touching upon some very powerful families. So upirshu. So they stopped looking into it. They say, you know, we're not looking into this yichus anymore. Now it's a little bit funny. He wanted to say two halachos. So one of the halachos had to be something that would get them all riled up and be interested in being ma'ayin and things. And then he was going to sneak in the other one, but just randomly, this happened to be the halacha about Ein Shechita La'of Min HaTorah. Normally, we always assume in Shas, all the Mepharshim always assume that there's some connection between, when you have something like this, that there's some connection. It's not an easy connection to make over here. What does Shechita of an Oath have to do with the Yichus of Bnei Eretz Yisrael and Bnei Bavel? So in the Sefer Ein Eliyahu, he discusses what the connection might be, and he says that those who wanted to make Bavel Isa Le'Eretz Yisrael thought to do so because of the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Then how could it be the people that are from the holier place, that are from Kedusha, Eretz Yisrael, are going to be on a lower level of Yichus than people from Bavel? Bavel, Sof Kol Sof, is Chutz Laretz. It doesn't have the same Kedusha. So he said, there's no kesher between the Kedusha, because a Chaya requires Shechita, even though it's not brought on the Mizbeach. An oaf is brought on the Mizbeach, has greater Kedusha than a Chaya. It could be brought on the Mizbeach. And Im Kol Zeh does not require Shechita. So you can't associate Bitola, one element of Kedusha, with another element of Kedusha. So you're going to tell me that Eretz Yisrael has to have families that have greater Kedusha because the land has greater Kedusha? Not necessarily. A Chaya has a lesser Kedusha, but it requires the Kedusha of Shechita, whereas an Oaf has greater Kedusha and does not have the Kedusha of Shechita, at least according to Rabbi Eliezer HaKapar. Good, so now the Gemara discusses the dinim of a mishpacha psula, where ksherim that got mixed in with a kashra mishpacha. Am Rabbi Yochanan, hechala is a lashon shvua, like swearing by the hechal. Biadenuhi, it is within our control to be megala the mishpachos hapsulos in Eretz Yisrael. Aval ma'aseh, shari gedolei ador nitmu ba. But there are gedolei ador that are mixed in with such mishpachos. So it's probably not a wise endeavor to embark on to start being megala who these psulim are. Savalak Rabbi Yitzchak, Dam Rabbi Yitzchak, Mishpacha Shnitma Nitma. And he assumes like Rabbi Yitzchak that when you have a Mishpacha, that psulim are already mixed in with it, leave it mixed in, do not be megala who the psulim are, leave it as a suffix, and they'll be kasha lasa lavo, because the psulim shnitmu are going to be kasha lasa lavo. The Gemara brings a riot to Rabbi Yitzchak that we shouldn't be merachik the psulim that have been mixed in, you should just leave it as a suffix and lasa lavo, they'll be kasha anyway. Amar Abaye, Afana Namitani, we have like this in the Mishnah, Mesech Zeduyos, Mishpachas, Beis HaTzrifa, Be'Ever Yardin. There was a Mishpacha called Beis HaTzrifa, Be'Ever Yardin, and it was a Mishpacha, Ksheira, V'Richaka Ben Zion Bizroa. And Ben Zion announced that it's a Mishpacha Psula, and he used all of his power to distance them. Voda Cheres Haisa, and there was another Mishpacha in Be'Ever Yardin that was possible, the Kirva Ben Zion Bizroa. And Ben Zion announced about the Kashrus of this Mishpacha, and he sort of forced completely shoved down our throats that this mishpacha is kasher. So the Mishnah concludes, kigon elu, those that their kashrus, their pasul is something that is known, it's mufursam, that he was merachik or mekariv bizroa, so Elio ba letami letar. That's what Elio is going to come and do. He's going to come to be metam mitar such families, lerachik or lekariv, and to let us know which ones to bring close and which ones to distance, who's kashu, who's not. Kigon elu tiyadin, that everyone knows their psulim and they've only been pushed in bizroa, like we said, avol mishpacha shenitma, but a mishpacha that's been mixed in where we don't know who's who, so nitma, then Elio is going to leave that alone and leave that bekashrusa, meaning only those families where we know that there's a psul and someone made a push to shove it down our throats, that they have to be accepted, even though we know that there's a psul, then Elio is going to say, okay, look, we have to call out the psul that we know about. But if it's an unknown psul, then Elio is going to leave it unknown and he's going to leave it to be the mishpacha as is. So how, to what extent are you allowed to be megala the shemos of the psulim? So Tana, we learned in the Braisa, Ola Cheres Haisa, there was another mishpacha psula in Eivar Yarden, aside from the mishpacha psula that Ben Tzion was mekariv, this person Ben Tzion was mekariv, v'loratzu chacham legalosa, and the chacham did not want to reveal it to anyone because they had already mixed in with ksherim. Aval chacham mosu mosu lebnei v'tamidein pamachas pashua, but the chacham would give over the name to their Talmidim once a week. Sometimes they would repeat it twice a week. Some say they would repeat it twice a week. It's more likely, it's more mistaver, that they would only reveal this information once a week. If a person says, I'll be a Nazir, if I'm not Megala, the Mishpachos Apsulos, Ye Nazir Velo, Yegala Mishpachos. He should be a Nazir and not be Megala the Mishpachos. Meaning it's not a good idea, we don't encourage being Megala the Mishpachos. So even when the Chacham were in a position where they had no choice and they had to be Megala the Mishpachos, it's most mistaver that they did it as little as they possibly could. So they probably did it only once a week and not more than once a week. What does that have to do with Nazirus? So the Marsha writes that the reference over here is to those Nazirim from the time of Bayesheni that would live alone in Hispodidus, where in places that were not in the Yishuv, in order not to speak negatively of other people and to stay away from Lashon Hara and things like that. So that's why he says, if I'm not Megala the Psul of Mishpachos, then I'll be a Nazir. So because Nazir related to not speaking about things, not speaking about other people. So from the fact that the Chacham preferred to be a Nazir, and a Nazir, we know from the Gemara, Nazir is considered a Chote to some degree, because he's Mitzar Ratzmo Minayayin, rather than being Megala the Psul of the Mishpachos, you see that it's not a good thing, that they were not eager to be Megala these various Psulim. So once we're talking about being Megala certain secrets, so the Gemara is now going to discuss being Megala the Shemos of Hashem. Amar Rabbi Rechan Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shem Ben Arba Usios, the name, the Shem Havaya of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, four letters Shem Hashem, Chacham Moshon L'Talmideim, the Chacham would teach the Talmidim how it's read and how it's written and what it means and all the secrets within the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pamachas Peshavua, and they would teach it once every Shavua, 7 years. Pamachas Peshavua, right? That's what Shavua means over here. It's what it meant before also. I said once a week, it didn't mean once a week. It meant once every 7 years or twice every 7 years, right? So over here also, Pamachas Peshavua, once every 7 years. Va'amrila Pa'amayim Peshavua. And some say that it was twice every 7 years. Amram Nachum Yitzchak Mustaver Kamandi Amar Pamachas Peshavua, that it's more Mustaver like the Shita, that it was once every 7 years. Because the pasuk says, with regard to the Shem Hashem, that Kosamar al Bnei Yisrael Zeh Shemi Li Olam. So it doesn't say Li Olam with a vav, but La Olam without the vav ksiv. So we darshin. It's as if it says La Aleim, which is the lashon of halama, of a secret, of something that's hidden, and therefore it should not be given over to the talmidim too often. So it's something that's taught once every 7 years. Rava suffered the midrash pirka. Rava wanted to teach it in a public shir about the perish of the Shem. That there are certain things that are true and that are MS, but you don't go around publicizing them for different reasons. Sometimes because of elevated levels of Kedusha, sometimes because of Kalitad, not because of the Kedusha per se, but just because it could be something that's inappropriate to darshan about berabim. So I asked Rav Shechter when the war started. Some of the Kollel guys asked if there's an isur tashma shamita be'is tzara at a war. He said you shouldn't talk about such things berabim. Okay, that's it. So, all right. So, we're not talking about it. So, Rabbi Avina, Rav Ashwai said there's no issue whatsoever. Rabbi Avina says that he asked the following stira. Can't drop something like that and not give an answer. So, Rabbi Avina dropped asked the following stira. Ksiv, it says on the one hand, Zeh Shemi, Uksiv Zeh Zichri. It says in the beginning of the Pasuk, Zeh Shemi Li'olam, and then it says Zeh Zichri Lidar Dar. So why does the Pasuk have to say Zeh Shemi and Zeh Zichri? It could have said Zeh Shemi Vizichri, and we would know that the Shema Miuchad is also mentioned, is also recited. So he answers that the Pasuk is teaching us that the two Shemos, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lok Shani Nichtav Ani Nikra. The way that the letters are written is not the way it's pronounced. Nichtav Ani biyud and hey the shema vaya with nikra ba aleph dalis, but the way that it's pronounced is with aleph dalid. Tanu rabbanan barishona shem ben shtei mesrayosios hayumosrin also lekol adam. Initially, the shema Hashem of 12 letters was given over to everybody. Mishrabu apritzim, but the problem is when rabbu apritzim that we're using it shalobatara and not for the sake of atzalos and nefashos, which is for the sake that it's meant. The Adrama points out hayumosrin also the tsnum shibakuna. They would only give it over to Kohanim who were very tsanua, who were very humble, in order that they should mention it at the time that they're being mevarich Klal Yisrael in the Beis Hamikdash during Birchas Kohanim after the Tamid Shel Shachar. Vatznum Shabakuna Mavlim Oso B'ni'im Asachem Kohanim. And the Tznum Shabakuna, in order not to reveal it to too many people, would say it would swallow the words while the other Kohanim were singing, so that people wouldn't be able to hear it. Because if they would just say it when nothing else was going on, people would be able to hear it. Then they had just effectively given it over to other people. So while the other Kohanim were singing, they would say it quietly. This is the makor, by the way, for singing during Birchas Kohanim, right? Meaning we have this idea. The Gemara says in Maseches Brachos that someone who had a bad dream, so during Birchas Kohanim they should say a whole tefillah that should be made of the chalom and this and that, but mehechites the Kohanim should sing. I don't know. So then maybe they should have to get tested if they have a good voice. I don't know. Maybe they should entertain us in other ways while we're doing the. So this is a makar that apparently they used to sing in the base Hamikdash. So Tanya Amar Abitar from Pamachas Elisi Achar Achi Imi Leduchan. One time I followed after my uncle to the Duchan, who was a Kohen, to be Mvarach Birchas Kohanim, and I listened right next to the Kohen Gadol, the Shemati Shevli Hashem B'nim Asach of Kohanim. I heard he did just that. He was saying the Shem Ben Yud Bezosios while the other Kohanim were singing. Amar Vidom Rav, Shem Ben Arba'im Ushtayim Osios, the 42-letter Shem Hashem, you can only give over to somebody who is a tsenua and an anav. It's a pashtus is tsenua means an anav. So someone who's not choshish for his own kavod, so you don't think he's going to use it to punish other people. Va'omid b'chatzi yamav. The Rishonim understand chatzi yamav means someone who's at least 35 years old. Ve'eno koes, and he doesn't get angry. Ve'eno mishtaker, and he doesn't get drunk. Ve'eno mamad al midosav. And he doesn't harbor animosity toward other people. The Kalayodo, and anyone who knows the secret of it and knows how to be merames the kodesh, the kedusha of it, vazayirbo, and someone who's careful with it, not to teach it to other people, vameshamro and betara and guards it, betara. Of lemaylov nechmad lematas, beloved up is by a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and is nechmad down here because everyone's going to appreciate that he's not using it for negative things to damage and hurt other people and harm other people. They muscle mutalis al brios, and everyone fears him. V'nochol shnei olamim, and he'll inherit two worlds, olam hazeh v'olam haba. So it's a good thing to have this Shem Hashem and to use it properly and not misuse it and protect it properly. Amr Shmuel m'shmei d'sava. Shmuel says in the name of particularly older Tana, that there are three madrigos in Yuchsin. Bavel b'cheskes ksheira medes. That anyone who comes from Bavel, mishpacha from Bavel, assume it's kosher. Achiva duchah b'manifsla, unless you know that there's a psul. Shara ratzos, when people come from other places, so then b'cheskes pasul ein omdos, achiva duchah b'manichshira. Then you need to prove the kashrus. The assumption is an assumption of psul. Eretz Yisrael, muksuk l'pasul, pasul, muksuk l'kasher, kasher. And Eretz Yisrael, you just follow the family's reputation. If they're muksuk, it's pasul, they're pasul. If they're muksuk, it's kasher, they're kasher. Says Gemara, wait, that didn't really tell us much about Eretz Yisrael. What if you have a family you know nothing about in Eretz Yisrael? So Agufa Kasha, Amrit Muchzak L'Pasul Pasul, Hastama Kasher. The diuk is that if they're Muchzak L'Pasul, you consider them Pasul. That implies that Stam is Kasher in Eretz Yisrael. V'adatani Huchzak L'Kasher Kasher, Hastama Pasul. But then you said Huchzak L'Kasher is Kasher. Sounds like Stam is going to be Pasul. So Amr Hunabrach Tachliv M'Shmei Derav Lo Kasha. That it's not a stira at all. Kan nasio isha, kan lahotzi isha miyada. There's a difference between having someone get married lichachila, so versus forcing someone to get divorced. So as long as someone is not muchzak bepasul, we're not going to make him get divorced. But if someone wants to get married, we're going to ask for a higher level of credibility of the yichus. So therefore, you're going to want to make sure that they're actually muchzak lekasher. Amr of Yosef, kol shesichaso kibavel, the Bach changes it to, anyone who speaks in the language of Anshei Bavel, so we know that they're mibnei Bavel, and therefore Masiyin Loisha, you don't have to worry so much about the Yichus. But now that there are people that know this trick, so they just take a Bavel speaking course in college or whatever, and then they know how to speak like Bnei Bavel, so Cheshigan, so then we have to be Choshesh that they're tricking us. Ziri avakamashtam bnei Rabbi Yochanan. Ziri was doing his best to avoid running into Rabbi Yochanan. Because Rabbi Yochanan had suggested a shidduch to Ziri for his own daughter, and Ziri was not interested. He was not interested because she was a bas Eretz Yisrael, and the bnos Eretz Yisrael don't have the same yichus as the bnei Bavel. Yom Echad Av Kazli Borcha. One time, Rabbi Yochanan and Ziri were traveling matul urkam adamaya, and they got to a place of a stream of water. Arkevel Rabbi Yochanan kasvei v'kama abelei. So Ziri lifted Rabbi Yochanan's shoulders to pass him over the body of water. He was his rabbi, treated him with great respect. So Rabbi Yochanan said, "O Raisan Ksheira, I get it. You're treating me like a rebbe because my Torah is kosher in your eyes. So you want to learn my Torah, but bintin lo ksherin. My daughter is not kosher enough in your eyes. So my daitech, why do you hold up bnei bavel or miyuchas? Ilema, if it's because ditnan, it says in the Mishnah, asor yuchsin ol mi bavel, that 10 yuchsin came with Ezra from Bavel, kohani levi, and including mamzerim and nesim and nesinim and all other psulim, and you hold that in Bavel." None of the psulim are left, and therefore the yichus is greater in Bavel. Well, atukani levim v'yisraeli kulus liku. You think all the kohanim and levim and yisraelim all came from Bavel? Certainly, some kohanim and levim and yisraelim stayed in Bavel, as you yourself admit, right? Meaning, you yourself admit that there are good Jews and miyuchas Jews in Bavel, and that's why you think that they're so great, because you think all the bad ones, all the ones with bad yichus, were removed. Well, ki echid yishtar mehani, yishtar nam mehani. It stands to reason if some people of good yichus stayed in Bavel, probably a lot of people in the other seven categories also stayed in Bavel. So Ishtamite Adam Rab Lazar, the Gemara explains that Rabbi Yochanan holds this because he forgot that which Rab Lazar said, that lo Allah Ezra mi Bavel achasak solus nikiya va'Allah, that Ezra only came from Bavel when he totally purified the yichus in Bavel. He taka did empty them out of all of the bad yichus, that he didn't, the people of bad yichus didn't stay there at all. Many Kohanim and Levim stayed there, but the bad yichus people all came with him. So the Gemara brings another maisa about how careful the Bnei Bavel are with yichus. Ula ikla pumadisa lebe Rav Yehuda. Ula went to the house of Rav Yehuda pumadisa. Chazal Rav Yitzchak b'Rei Rav Yehuda, the god of Lo Nasav. He saw that Rav Yitzchak b'Rei Rav Yehuda was already older and was not married. So Amalei, he said, my time lo kamatzav lemar itza lebrei. Why don't you marry your daughter? Marry a girl off to your son. So Amalei, mi adana mehecha insiv. Where am I going to find a girl that's good enough for my son? Right, the first time that was ever. So Amalei, atu anan mi adinan mehecha kaasinan. Do we know? What is yichus, do we know how to be miyaches? Maybe we're from the children of the nashim that were nensun rachman al-slan by goyim during the zman of the Churban Abayis, and they had children, and therefore we're also psulim. Meaning, why are you so confident in your own yichus? The chitema, maybe you're going to say that we don't have to worry about our yichus because of chum veven abal basral of lat kasher, because even if if Rahman al Son, we are descended from those women, Rahman al Son, they were ma'anes, and then they got pregnant from that onus. So, but nevertheless, the vlad would still be kosher when Novid Chavim is Baal Bas Yisrael. V'dilma hanach t'chsiv b'hu, but maybe those that it says, mehanach t'chsiv b'hu, we come from those that it says in Sefer Amos, hashokvim al mitos shein, usruchim al arsosam, v'am Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, that sruchim that it mentions over here is elu b'nei adam, hamashtinim mayim b'fnei mitoseim arumim, that urinate in front of their beds naked, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like them, umagadif par Rabbi Avo, and Rabbi Avo asks on this perush, Iachi, if it's a reference to such people, Hainu d'chsiv, the pasuk goes on to say, L'cheinata yiglu b'rosh golim, mishum d'mashtinim mayim b'fnei mitoseim arumim, because of doing something like that, the onesh is yiglu b'rosh golim, they go out to golis first? Nah, that can't be what it means. Ela amar Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Avo says, no, what does it mean that they're shochvim al mitol shein? Elu b'nei adam sha'ochlin v'shosin zeh mzeh, it's the people that enjoy and eat and drink and have fancy meals with each other, and that brings them to znus, umadbikim mitoseyan zubazu, and their beds are, they start attaching their beds to each other, umachlifin noshoseyam zelazeh, and they start swapping wives with each other, and that's a there's nothing that ruins yichus more than that. That creates mamzerus, umasrichim arisem b'shichvazera sheilu shalahem, their own bed has shichvazera that doesn't belong to them, so the children of mamzerim, so since they're going to be barosh golem, how do I know that we're not from those children? How do I know that we don't descend from those people? So if you just said hechi navid, so what can I be somechan in looking for yichus? Zil basar shtikusa. If you want to find out which is most miyuchas, look for someone who's very quiet in their midos. Ki debatki b'nei marava, the way they check in Eretz Yisrael. Ki minzu betrei badi adadi, when two people are fighting with each other, chazu hemi nayu dekadam v'shasik, see which one keeps their mouth shut first. Amri haim yuchas tvei, and we always say that's the more miyuchas of the two of them, the one that knows to keep their mouth shut. Amar Rav, shtikusei de bavel haini yichusa. The shtikus of bnei bavel, that's what gives them, that's what grants them their yichus. Ain't is that really so? Vayikla Rav, but one time Rav went in order to marry his son off or one of his relatives to the daughter of Bar Shefi Chala, ubadukbu, and he checked the kashrus, my lav biyachsusa. Doesn't it mean that he checked the previous generations to be miyachis them properly? So you see that Rav himself didn't rely on just shtika. So it says, well, no, when Rav wanted to check the yichus, b'shtikusa, he looked for this midah of shtikusa, and that's how he's koveh the yichus. V'achi kamerlu, beduku, ishaski, lo shaski. He says, that's what I want you to look into, whether they're shosek or they're not shosek. So the Gemara explains that arguing and fighting sometimes is an indicator of a lack of yichus. Amar vidum rav, imri isa shnei b'nei adam, shemizkarim zebzev. You see two people fighting with each other, shemetz psul yesh v'echanem, one of them probably has a psul in their yichus, vein manichnos alidabek echad b'chavero. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sort of like making it that they can't fit in with other people, and therefore they're always fighting with other people. Amar b'shul ben levi, imri isa shnei mishpachas hamizkar zubazu. If you see two families that are at each other's throats, shemetz psul yesh v'achas, man, one of them has a shemetz psul, vein manichnos alidabek b'chaverta, and you can't allow one of them to connect to the other one, and therefore there's fighting in between so that they won't mix with each other, that the kosher family won't mix in with the pasula family. So the Gemara brings a distinction between different places as far as psul yuchsin. Amar of papasabu mishmei de rav, bavel bria, bavel is very miyuchas, it's clean of any psula yichus, mishon mesa, the Jewish people there are all mamzerim in mishon, madai chola, madai, the Jewish people there are mostly ksherim, but some of them are psulim, so it's like a sick person, ilam goseses, the Jews there are mostly psulim, and just a few of them are ksherim, so it's like a very, very sick person. Uma bin chol and the gosin. What's the difference between chol and the gosis? Rov chol and chayim, rov gosin the misa. Right. That's the halachic definition of a chol is that probably someone who's probably going to live. The halachic definition of a gosis is someone who's probably going to die. So when we say that yichus is defined as chol, it means that they're mostly good. When we say yichus of a certain place is defined as gosis, it means that it's mostly bad. So the Gemara now explains, once we said about the Yichus of Bavel, we need to know where Bavel is. So Ad Heichani Bavel, where does Bavel go until? So we know that on the west it's Nahar Pras. But what is the eastern border of Bavel beyond the Nahar Chidekel? So Rav Amar Ad Nahar Azak. Shmuel Amar Ad Nahar Yoani. So whatever the eastern border is, that's the Machlokas. Le'el Bediglas Ad Heicha. Where does the length of Bavel go above the Chidekel? Meaning, what is the southeastern border of Bavel? Rav Amar Ad Bagda Va'avna. The cities that are close to each other on the two southern side, on the south side of the Chidekel. Ushmuel Amar, that goes Ad Mushkani. V'lo Mushkani Bechlal, but Mushkani itself is not included in Bavel. V'amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Shmuel, Mushkani Arei Kegola. The Mushkani is like Pumbedisa, which Bavel is called Gola, Liyuchsin. With regard to Yuchsin, so how can you say it's not part of Bavel? We just said it's Kegola Liyuchsin. Kegola means that it's like Bavel. Ela Ad Mushkani Umushkani Bechlal. No, it's up until Mushkani, and Mushkani is Bechlal, and it is considered to be part of Bavel. Okay, so we're right in the middle of discussing the borders of Bavel. Baruch Hashem will continue with the Tachtis Bediglas to continue discussing the borders of Bavel tomorrow. Everyone have a great day.
Thank you.
Have a nice one. You too. Okay.